Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is... You're listening to Dolly Shares. I'm Dolly, last name Howard. I'm coming to you from what I call Dolly World. That's where I live. I have my bubbles of protection. Well, one bubble of protection around the property. But then when we leave it, we have bubbles of protection around ourselves. Nancy Hopkins is the producer, and I'm recording this to be read for the first time tomorrow on Wednesday, September 9th. 9-9. Well, I looked at the clock a while ago, and it said 1-11. I've been getting a lot of same numbers. My youngest daughter gets them all the time. But I realized I've been getting them more and more often lately. I don't know what it means. I did at one point, but I forgot what it means. I would like to read the angel card first, because that's what the angels like me to do. It is... Archangel Amarushia. Yep, that's it. Archangel Amarushia. Shea. Gifts from heaven. Archangel Amarushia brings great blessings and great tidings of joy and abundance. Amarushia says, "Dear one, I shower you this day with pure blessings from above. May you be blessed in all you do and say this day. May your path before you be blessed as you move forward on your journey. See this beautiful, sparkly energy swirling around you, and see this energy flowing into your energy field. Take a moment and feel the blessing. Give thanks to Amarushia for this blessing and the other blessings that are on their way. Thank you, Archangel Amarushia, and all the other angels, whatever your titles are, all of you. Thank you for helping us." Put that down to bed. And let me think. Put this up to remind. I really don't have all that much in my head to talk about. Surprise, surprise. I think I start most of these Dolly Shares out that way. I prayed about it, and I asked the angels to help me to have positive things to talk about, because I'm so tired of all this political crap, the riots with the paid terrorist and I want to call them the Antifas. I've been calling them since this morning the Ant People, short for Antifa. They're just paid thugs, paid terrorists, and I'm so tired of them, especially when they're trying to teach the who sit on the fence of good and bad. And then they go ahead and tip them over to the bad side. Oh, come on. Just throw this one rock through the window. Come on, you can do it. Yeah, right. That's the start of the way of life that really deep inside I don't believe someone wants to go. They want to try it out, but I don't think they want to live in that kind of a world. So, let me see. Well, I can read through the Facebook. Cosmic Reality has a page, and I like to read through that. And have to. I've heard a lot of that lately. You have to do this, or I have to do this, or they have to do this. No, they don't have to do anything but die. There are choices. There are choices. Sometimes there's only two. The one you really hate to take, but you know you have to. And different ones that you don't have to. You don't really have to do it, but you choose to do it. These have to's are really, you choose to do that. You say you have to. Well, don't have to do is die. And that isn't so bad. It really isn't. So, okay, I got that out of my system. And that took me all of 6 minutes to do. So, let's put this down. And I'll go and pick up the Facebook page. There's this woman I ran into. I don't know what's her name. I think I'd help. Let me open this up. Because some of the others that commented on this video said that she, Lori, is a gem. Fantastic. And somebody says, I am still not sure about that. And I love when they tell me, I don't know about that. I'm thinking about it. That's pretty cool. Oh yeah, I was going to open it and see what is her name. I posted this because I got it from one of our guests who were communicating with us for say what, and got this video from her. Lori Ladd, Ladd, is her name. She took a lot of slack from this video, but don't assume the title tells it all. Her information has always been sincere, and she puts the focus of energy and resonation on energy and resonation. We are all here doing work, including those with the highest intentions and those offering us opportunities to stay as low as we want to go. And the title of the video is Trump a Light Worker? I think you can look it up by that title, is Trump a Light Worker? And you can use her name, Lorie, Lori Ladd, Ladd. It's a good video. I appreciated getting the reminders and her thoughts. And yep, I really appreciated that. So, that's a good positive video. If you want some relief from the mayhem, oh, here's a video. This is June 8 is on this. Watch this before it gets taken down. Watch this guy put Fauci's balls in his pocket. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was I'll open it. It was Jim Jordan and oh, why can't I think of their names? The guy that the senator that got attacked on his way home from Trump's Trump's. Oh, hold on. Sorry about that. I didn't realize it was going to come on right away. I'll think of his name in a little while. It doesn't tell it here. But anyway, this is pretty good. Paul is his last name. Senator Paul and Jim Jordan are questioning Fucci Facey, Fauci. And they really did nicely. They didn't get nasty. They just tried to get answers from him, from Fauci, that he wasn't wanting to give. I thought that was a pretty good video. And let's see, here's some Facebook. U.S. court approves sex trafficking lawsuits against Facebook. Here's a comment I wanted to read to you. This lady, Madeline Draper, says, I reported several groups to Facebook, and they said nothing was wrong. You know, you want to know what did happen, though? I get text messages now from people soliciting sex for weeks, more than once a day. And there's a couple more comments. Diane Fowler says to Madeline Draper, what BS! Exclamation mark. So now you have to go through being harassed by these parasites. Does not surprise me that you were being targeted now. But this is what is going on now. People who are going to do the right thing are being harassed and targeted. Sorry for what you're going through. See, I like people. I like this Cosmic Reality Facebook because people support other people. I love this. And it is upbeat and encouraging to me, even though people are sharing the bad stuff that's happening. We need to know that it's out there. We need to know this. This is one of those need versus want, but it's a need. So, because if you don't know about it, how do you know what the heck's going on around you in order to know what to expect so that when something blows up in your face, you will be aware of what it is and why it blew up. So anyway, Madeline Draper comments to Diane Fowler. It's totally nuts. I messaged my friend that suggested the reporting, and it didn't happen to her. I texted them back saying I wasn't interested. Big mistake there. This is a mistake. Yeah, it is. I'm calling the police. Yeah, but they won't do anything. She's doing the something off, and none of it worked. You know, the bad word that starts with F. Off and none of it worked. The more I responded, the more they messaged me. One day it was 7 times. So I just delete when they come now. About once a day. Arg. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Way she can, no, she can't block each every one of them because they all have different site addresses. Well, she opened the door for that one. Fooey, fooey. But she's handling it good now. She just deletes them. I don't want to read that one. That's a big downer. Oh, let's see. I don't want to read that one. That's a downer. Let's see. Oh, here's a good information. This is important. Missing Hannah Ann Potts, last seen around 2 a.m. Friday morning at her home on Top Hat Road in Princeton, Indiana. The vehicle description, maroon car with a male driver. Her age is 23. She was last seen wearing gray shirt and sweatpants. She's 6'1", brown hair, brown eyes. If you have information on Hannah's whereabouts, please contact Gibson County Sheriff's Department. Put that out in case someone lives or lives in that area. You can look at the poster, or y'all can come on the Facebook Cosmic Reality page and see her face in case you run into her. Gene decode number 21. Australian South American Dumbs, if you want to go see that at Gene Code's place. There's a picture of this crazy guy. He looks crazy. Eyes are big and he's got this crazy big smile on his face and he's just looking kind of wild. What it's like getting censored on YouTube. It's funny. Let's see. Live salon owner speaks after video shows House Speaker Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done in a San Francisco salon earlier this week in violation of local public health orders due to COVID-19. She was a brave woman to post that, make it go viral. And I'm glad she did because it just shows people more and more what these deep state beings are doing. They're doing any doggone thing they want to do. They don't care. They look at themselves as gods. So, that's their issue. We need to live our lives the way we want to live them. I didn't warn you. Sorry, I had to get a drink right away. Just more deep state crap going on there. Oh, Jan Shaw. Jan Shaw has a show that she tapes every Saturday to play every Saturday from 5 to 6 EST, Eastern Standard Time. And it's fantastic. If you want to know what's going on these days, know the legality part of it and hear about some of the things going on with Q and she is like a reporter, but she tells truth and she explains it. She doesn't just drop some words. She tells what's going on, explains it to us. And she just has a wonderful show on cosmic reality. She's one of the hosts. Like me, she has it's an hour show and she does it, tapes it by herself, and then Nancy plays it every week. And it's fantastic, y'all. Jan is really good. And then there's Ani Avedisian. She's a metaphysical martini. She's on every other Wednesday at this time slot. When I went from 2 weeks to one, Ani filled that slot for one of the weeks. She's good to listen to, too. Here's What's Happening Underground in Australia, August 2020, by Paula Juarez. I haven't watched that yet. Here's a cool one that I didn't know about. Diane Fowler posted this. Have you all heard of open fields? Government cameras hidden on private property. Welcome to open fields. I haven't checked into that. It's just very interesting to me because you wonder, well, why would they want cameras on open fields? Open fields is where there's nothing there, just the field. Really interesting. Oh, this one was so funny. Man avoids wearing face mask on Tenerife, Tenerife flight by making tube of Pringles last for hours. He says, I was just sitting on the plane and I thought I could make these Pringles last four, like number four, hours. I calculated there's about 100 Pringles in a tube and you get away with eating a Pringle for about 2.5 minutes. It was basically making the point to say that you don't need to wear a face mask if you're eating or drinking. That's the moral of the story. And he looks so fun. It just looks fun. So there you go on how to not wear your face mask on an airplane if you don't want to. Here's another one by Christy Marie Jones. Fact checkers didn't exist until the truth started to get out. That's so true, and it's so funny. Fernando posted one, but I don't know what to say about it. You have to watch it. Oh, let me see. You're told paranoid people look like. And they're sitting there. It like in the old days when you would, well, people my age anyway, would see other people and kids with tinfoil, like aluminum foil that you use for food and you can make things with it too. They've got these tinfoil hats on their head with the points. That's what they look like. And then it says, what paranoid people actually look like. And it's just a bunch of people with masks on. What paranoid people actually look like. Oh, let's see. Here's a quarantine project. This is amazing to me. Let's take a gander at the 2 minute. Nah, we're not going to watch that. That's a football, and it's going through a maze that the person who made the video made. If I can turn it off, there we go. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool maze. Let's see. I listened to the Shungite show this morning, which airs every Tuesday from noon to 2. It was good. Mark, Joseph, and Nancy and Derek were on it, talking about different topics. It's a good one to take in. They don't just talk about Shungite the whole show for 2 hours. They talk about other things, and then sometimes how the other things connect with the Shungite. And they talk about Derek's new things in his metaphysical store. Oh, if you haven't gone to that site to look at what they have, you ought to go and check it out. They have fantastic stuff. Metaphysical and Shungite stuff and things like that. Been served for treason. Palm Beach County, Florida. That's something I should listen to later. BLM riot turns into mega YMCA dance party. I'm going to watch that later, too. That's pretty cool. Now, see, wouldn't it be wonderful if things like that could happen more often? That before the paid killers get worked up and work other people up, you could start some mega rally dancing. That'd be kind of nice. Let's see. Department of Justice requesting data from governors of states that issued orders which may have resulted in riot stuff, I think. I don't want to open it. Oh, do you see that Biden's clones getting out of the basement more, but when I watched it, I don't watch it anymore. When Biden comes on, I mute it or I turn a channel. It's always on the same stuff that Trump has already done. And Biden's saying that he'll do it when he gets in. It's just crazy. Crazy, crazy. Let's see. Ooh, that doesn't look too happy. Dan Bongino. Have any of you ever seen or heard Dan Bongino? He's pretty darn good. He's got his stuff together. He was in the FBI and a policeman and knows what is going on. And he's fun, not fun so much as informative to listen to. What is this? Mystical Wares shared a link to the group. That's Derek and Maureen's store. Approximately 1 hour. So he must be working on it right now. Because it's just a black square. A rectangle. Ooh, what is this? Oh, y'all. As above, so below. Maybe you are scratching your heads a little. Oh, it's taken me to it. I didn't want it to. Oh, don't start playing. Above, so below. Maybe you are scratching your heads a little at the hidden clue in the picture. From the last article, unfortunately, I did not get my picture quite right in my last article on waking angels. This is how it should have looked. It had a reflection in it that would have given a clue to as above, so below. Perhaps you can see that now. My apologies to those who were confused by this. Well, it's pretty, three pictures, pretty neat pictures, and I can see where they tie in. You'd have to see it, so go on Cosmic Reality Facebook. Diane Fowler posted it. As above, so below is the title. Here's one, Tommy Chong, Medicine for the Brain. Into the world or our secret rulers. Oh, I've seen that. Eustace Mullins and the One World, the Rockefeller Foundation and the other key organizations of the world order are syndicates, which are engaged in the practice of criminal syndicisms. That'd be a good one to check into. Let's see. Norm Freedom posted this. He usually posts very good videos. A woman who is third in line to have access to the nuclear codes is claiming that she was duped by a hair salon. Let that sink in. Let it sink in. I'm going to read it to y'all again. Because I've been... That thought went through my mind. She's third in line for presidency. If anything happened to both the VP and president, that bimbo would be the president of the United States. And I'm going to read this again. A woman who is third in line to have access to the nuclear codes is claiming that she was duped by a hair salon. Nancy Pelosi and her hair endeavor or adventure. Yeah, that's worrisome. Science Fact by Mary Lou Fritch. A dog gets more factual information from sniffing another dog's butt than a human does from watching CNN. Let me read this again. Science Fact. A dog gets more factual information from sniffing another dog's butt than a human does from watching CNN. Okay, that's cracking me up. All right, it's true though. Oh, I don't want to read those. Depressing. Nope. It's not really depressing. It's informative. But it's stuff I already know, and I don't want to read it. One party promotes God. Oh, yeah. Here's, who is this? Dorothy Goodenough posted this one that says, one party promotes God, one party eliminates God. It's true. That's the way it's going right. Let's see. Anything else? watch a video. Let's see. I don't see anything there. What's this? Shared a link. I've been getting these advertised on Facebook about the 5G protection. What do you think about it? Just wondering because I keep seeing them. Somebody has this tiny device wipes out 5G EMF radiation before it affects your body. Have to check into that one. Can't believe everything you see, you know. Check it out. Check it out. Well done. Let's see, this is posted by Dorothy Goodenough, and that's getting ice out of the ice maker. She makes a lot of noise doing that. There's pictures of explosions. Beirut, Lebanon. It's a little North Korea. Starts with an H. In Wuhan, China. And it says, coincidence, think not. Happening all around the world near water. As well, dumb tunnels being removal. So it's asking, are these explosions removing the dumb tunnels, especially near water? And here's more, three more explosions. United Arab, it starts with an E, but I can't think, I can't see. One in Iraq in St. Paul, Minnesota. Industrial building, United Kingdom. The fire service said the building was used to store animal welfare equipment and some liquefied petroleum, LPG, cylinders had exploded in the blaze. And that's where they found tunnels. I had posted that showing the tunnel. Okay. So you can read about that. A lot of stuff on the COVID-19 stuff. Here's a federal judge. There is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then why are Americans going along with it? Well, that's a good question. Why are we? Because we were trained to do that. That's why. Oh, there's Mary Lou posted Fauci, Paul, and Jim Jordan thing going on. Let's see. Oh, kind of glad that dude's gone. Dude, 4chan users appear to have identified Portland rioter who shot and killed Trump supporter. Supposedly, he got shot and he shot himself within minutes of the shooting. And they had a name. The 4chan users got to work, and within hours, they had a name. The Nationalist Review wrote, professional snowboarder was previously featured on a promo for the riots, where he described himself as part of the rioter's security apparatus. Reinhold touted his military experience. Rioters in the city cheered and celebrated the murder by one of their peers. Yep, well, I'm glad he's gone. One way or the other, if he shot himself or he was shot in a shootout, I see your sympathy for that. Oh, there's a pretty picture. I can't even describe it to you. But it's really pretty. Okay. Have you ever seen Huckabee? I like him. He says, Trump is forcing the deep state to the surface. That's what ex-Governor Huckabee said. His daughter is press secretary for Trump. Of course, I can't think of it. She had the dark hair. She was the one. She was good. I liked her. I love this little girl that's replaced her. Kaylee McEnany. Oh, she is so good. She puts the press right where they need to be. She doesn't let them get away with stuff. I love how she has the book. She carries in the book. And it's got tabs, and I know what it's like because I used to do that where I worked. The tabs have the different categories that that's going on in the world today. So the idiots, the CNN and MSNBC and CBS, ABC, and all those people. They go and they ask these questions to incite trouble and just to be assholes. And so I love how Kaylee looks it up in her book. She goes to that tab, looks it up, and she quotes. She quotes them saying something that is the opposite of what they're saying right then, or she quotes what was said in the right way and doesn't let them get away with a misquote. I just love that little girl. She is so good. And then when she's done. Period. She'll turn around and walk away. And that's it. No more questions. And she even got Trump, well, all of the Trumps to do it too. When he's done, he walks away. He doesn't go for, he doesn't answer any more questions like he used to for hours or 45 minutes or what, however long he'd let them go. I'm glad that is not done anymore. Cover-ups. There she is right there. Press Secretary Kaylee McEnany holds a press briefing. I love her press briefings. She's such a little thing and she has so much pack behind her. Oh, let's see. What's this? Bombshell report. 90% of positive COVID-19 tests should be negative. I don't trust those for nothing. And then they give you a lobotomy doing this so-called test. I'm not taking their lobotomies. No. Oh, here's a good one. California legislature reduces penalties. Guess what for? For oral anal sex with willing children. What child is willing for that kind of crap? Oh, my goodness sake. I think I commented on that one. Let me see. Yeah, I did. I said, I keep telling myself God wins. This kind of thing makes it difficult for me. Seeing those words. But without this kind of thing, what would there be for God to win over? We'd already be in a place of heaven and not going through this spiritual war. We who are here to help get through this period of war are warriors and are here to get us to a place of heaven, rid of evil. We must be strong to show as many as wake up to the light as we can, whilst the evil is being exposed. I know it sounds crazy and I'm being put down, but it's my job. It's my job, man. I now know it, accept it, and am proud to be doing a part of God's, and proud to be a part of God's warriors. Yep, yep, yep. We gotta hold our ground, y'all. Hold our ground. Let me shut that down. Did y'all hear about the Florida sheriff who says he'll deputize every lawful gun owner in Clay County Sheriff? That's by Jacksonville, Florida. And there's a Virginia sheriff says he'd deputize thousands of citizens. Sheriff to dispute lawful gun owners to confront. This guy, Kenosha Sheriff, wants He's gonna do it. Watch Florida sheriff warns protesters. There's more than just that one sheriff who said he's gonna start. If any of the ant people, ant beings, Antifa, paid Antifa terrorists and murderers, attempt to go in their towns, they will deputize the people, lawful gun owners. Those lawful gun owners have gone through classes, gun classes, and they know what they're doing. So, Haramana won't accept the ant people, won't allow them in their town to do that crap that those Democrat mayors and governors are allowing to happen. Burning down towns. And, oh, it's awful. It's awful, yeah. Thank God it's not all the cities in the United States. And I pray for people to wake up more and decide, no, we've had enough and we're not taking your crap anymore. Get out and find a way to group, to go together and give beings. And they have found out, they finally realized that the ant beings aren't even from those towns. Some of them aren't even from the same state. This stuff. So that's looking up. Turn it out. And what else is going on? Want to share anything? I'm so relaxed right now, I could just fall asleep. I'm boring myself. But, as I said, I really don't have much to say. I'm going to take a drink. 7-Up. Oop, and it makes me hiccup. My 7-Up. Oh, hey, did I tell y'all? I had to retire from doing Dolly Reads for you. I don't do it anymore. I keep losing my breath. It's okay when I talk a little at a time and take a breath and breathe. But when I try to talk for an hour at a time, I can't do it. I can't. So, I finally had to retire from Dolly Reads for. And I was talking to Annette about it, my oldest daughter. We're buying this house together. And the house, the angel. And so she said, well, I'd be willing to take over for you. But Nancy has to tell me what book. And so I gave Nancy the word. I was retiring, but I have a replacement. And who it is, and she was all excited it was going to be Annette, and she started laughing when I told her, you have to pick out the book, and you have to take it the way I read them, which is just like I read them. Well, kind of just like, but it's similar to the way I read the books, giving my opinions as we go. And Annette said, which book do you want me to read first? Nancy said, my book, Cosmic Reality. So we got a big chuckle out of that. So Annette is reading Nancy's book, Cosmic Reality. I think that's wonderful. And so does Nancy. And Annette's really starting to get into it, so it's even more wonderful. It is a good book. It's about Kennedy assassination. In a story form, all would like it. If you want to read it yourself, Nancy has it in on the internet for free. Forgot how you say it, but if you go on Cosmic Reality, it'll lead you to where the books are, and that's where you can get a PDF file for free. I forgot that's how you do it. Let's check the time. I'm wearing out. All right, now, I don't know what I did, but it says I'm recording, so I'm hoping I am. And she reads, tapes it for an hour, because I had gone from 2 hours to 1 hour, and then I had to give it up. So she reads on Wednesdays. Ooh, I can't remember. From to 5, I believe, from 4 to 5 p.m. EST. If not 4 to 5, it's 5 to 6 p.m. EST. On Cosmic Reality, of course. Cosmic Reality Radio. What else has happened? Oh, I was wondering, have you all felt different? Maybe last month I had that experience where I was in the bathroom and I looked out and Sagey was walking by the door. My cat, one of them, their sisters. And it was like you see on TV when they shift from one reality to another. That's what happened. I saw it happen with Sagey, and I saw the shift happen when I looked at her, and she shifted too. And I felt it. Since I've shifted into a different reality once again, been calmer, pay that much attention to the news, politics anymore. I used to have Fox on 24/7, and I'd switch it between Fox and OAN. Nancy says something like Trump's on. We always let each other know if we're watching TV and we see that Trump's coming on. We let the other one know just in case they aren't watching. The other one's not watching. So where was I going with this? Oh, so I haven't really been watching TV much. Annette and I have been doing some binging on different series. Show series. This the holiday weekend we were binging on was a show before the Avengers. Annette, what were we binging on this weekend? Marvel Comics. Captain America, and then we went into the Avengers. And I was, thank you, so surprised that while I was watching these shows, the saying goes that the deep state has to show you what they're doing before they do it. They need to do that. They don't have to. They can go straight to hell, I guess. But there is a necessity for them to show what they're going to be doing. Well, I saw a lot of things in the Marvel comics that have been done and that are being done, being shown to us. If we look, we can see. I was really, really surprised, and I learned some new things that I hadn't thought of or I hadn't noticed or seen. So I'm not going to tell you what all they are, because I can't remember most of them, but I know them if I see them again. I was so surprised. It wouldn't hurt you to look at them if you're interested in getting a preview and an overall view of what's going on, the deep state's doing to us, trying to do to us at this point. Have done to us and are trying to do to us now. Gives you insight into that world, which is our world because we're living in it. Excuse me. So I want to share with you. Even in that show that I had difficulty watching, what was that? Walking Dead. That was it. I had to force myself to watch that. But I learned things in that series about the deep state too. What they've done, what they are planning to do to us. I have seen it in there. But you have to have an open mind, which is hard for me to watch those shows with an open mind, but I did. And but when I went through this body change, dimensional change, I am in a place now where I know in the end, spoiler, God wins. And I also seem to know this has already been played out. God has already won. And I don't understand why it's happening now again. I don't understand that part. But I don't care. I know that I'm here on my mission, and it's changed. I'm not supposed to be helping people wake up anymore. I'm just here after they do. It's their responsibility to allow it to happen, to accept it. It's not my job to try to help them do it. They've got enough information at the tip of their fingers that they can do it themselves now. But if they are honestly need a little bit of help, explanation on something, if I can give the explanation, that's my job to do. Give the explanation, tell them they're okay, everything's going to end okay, but they're here for a reason. They need to figure it out. We're all here to get us through this to the next thing where we need to be. I'm so glad that I have reached the place where I'm at peace. Peace, I don't need to. I don't have that overwhelming urge that I want to watch TV. Like Trump and Trump calls him Hiding now. Like hiding in the basement. Biden, I have no desire to hear them duel it out with words. I know the battle's over. The war's over. God won. And I just need to relax and do my job. Just relax. Guide the people a little bit in what another book, another information, another video where they can figure things out. So much more comfortable. And I see things differently. I see when, for instance, people are told, oh, you did that wrong. No. It's a lesson learned, hopefully. You're there to learn a lesson. Like I've said before, if you don't learn the lesson the first time, it'll come around and hit you in the back of the head until you do. So we still have lessons to learn, and I still stumble around with them. I have to work my way through it. But wrong, like people say, but it's not really wrong. It's a learning step. A step forward in the learning process. Well, didn't do it right that time. Realize I did it in a hurtful way to somebody, even myself. And so I need to experience that again and aim for a different outcome, a better outcome. And I can understand that now, and I'm not so myself, and I'm not so hard on other people. There are times, though, remember I've said this before, there are times, places, people that don't jive with you. It's time to walk away from there, from them, from that. Walk with love. And just, if an explanation is required, It's easy to say we have grown apart in our ways and in our thoughts. So it's best to move in our own directions. And I'm moving my way with love in my heart for you. But we need to go our ways now. Not try to fit a round piece in a triangle. So, that's that with that. I've talked almost an hour. Wonderful. In my Dolly shares, and I feel comfortable. I showed you how I go through the Facebook, but I stop and check into a lot of them. Most of them. But I didn't want to do that with y'all. I want y'all to do it yourself if you want to. It's something for you, not me. Thank you for... Hopefully, I'll see a lot of you at the Cosmic Reality Show tonight. Walter is coming on tonight. He's feeling good enough. He got out of the hospital, and he's feeling good enough to come back on air with us. So tonight, which is Tuesday, number 8, Walter will be making his comeback debut on Cosmic Reality Show. And I'm so looking forward to that. Catch it in the archives if you can. So for now, I'm going to say, from Dolly World, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.